This is Anne DeVore, an exercise in courage for women only. 16 January 1993. Tape 3 of 3.
Okay. Call out the fire.
Fire.
Who was the fireplace?
Well, I don't know.
Did somebody switch? Kelly? Or, no, you're... Nobody's fire? You could be both. All right, you could. That's a good transition.
Where?
Okay. And probably, is she a tall fireplace or a short fireplace? A little short fireplace. Okay. All right. And now we need the man and the woman.
Okay. They're right here.
Uh-huh. It's a bigger house than you thought. And your little brother?
Oh.
Okay. Now, direct them physically. Show them how those people stood in the dream or what their energies were. Because they've got to do exactly what you want. She's doing it. Great. So the beauty of dream drama is once they've got the emotion down, then the person continues doing that motion because it reinforces her feeling. Okay. She's got hers. All right. Okay. And where are you?
I'm right here.
You're right here. And what are you doing?
I'm watching.
You're watching. Watching. All right, so turn around and watch all this. And do you want anybody to change anything? Because you can make this exactly the way you want.
The man and the woman can turn once in a while.
They turn to look at you. Okay, but how do their faces look? Bland. So they got to get rid of their smiles and any pleasantness. They got to look pretty gray there. Okay, they're doing it. Okay. And the 13-year-old? Just hanging out like a 13-year-old. Okay. Okay. Now, the secret is to be able to take these positions fast. So everybody sit down, because when we get to moving the pieces all together, you've got to come out of your corners and take your position. So you go assume the place that you are and say something like, assemble scene one. Okay. Great. All right. Is that enough rehearsal for you? Are you satisfied?
Yeah.
All right. Now, state you're the director. You can't stop. So now what do you want? Scene two is the passageway. It's just the middle of the house. Okay. Kelly will be the stairway. She's going
to
be our permanent... All right.
Stairway. Stairway. So, my stairway is over here. Yeah, she's kind of like this. The back, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go back. Yeah. I'm going to run down the stairs.
Do we need another wall?
Yeah, we need 4 walls.
You need 4 walls. So, somehow we didn't get enough passageway or middle of the house walls. Okay, be a wall.
Okay, and where's that wall? Right here, yeah, right here, and then we need that.
And you and your brother? But not the older people?
No.
Okay. Okay, so how are you going to act that out? All right. Right. So imagine the transition. The walls are changing and everything, and Kelly is changing. So you're going to wait until Kelly's in place, and then you're going to go over there, and then you're going to run back into the room. So walk over to there, and when Kelly's in place and the walls are in place, you enter running.
Okay, and I go first.
Okay.
Actually, we go right over the top of
her. Well, you're not going to... Yeah. Okay. And that's it? Mm-hmm. But you need a rapid transition to the third scene.
Yeah, now I'll go down.
Okay. All right, now back to your corners. And we're going to do scene one and then scene two, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so call for scene one.
Scene one.
And you got it? You get the feeling?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Scene two.
All right. Okay, now rehearse scene three. Well, the passageway is the middle of the house, so go back to scene two. Go back to scene two. Yeah, go back to scene two. Because scene two is where you called it a passageway, and then you called it a room. So you decide which it is.
Scene two is a room.
All right.
It's the middle floor of the house.
Okay.
But it seems like a passageway.
So we may actually have far too many. Because people were expecting a fourth room, I think, because you described it as a passageway. So let's stick with these walls for this passage, for this part. Okay?
And then
you need another staircase. So the staircase stays where she is.
Right.
And the walls form around you. And then she moves into... Well, so why don't we get another closet door? Then Kelly doesn't have to make a... she can leave after she's done her job as the... Okay, so who's in the basement? Let's get this off of here except for Kelly. Who were the basement walls? Okay. 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 And was...
It's a little bigger, yeah.
It's a bigger. Okay.
And then the closet's right here.
All right. So we need... So do we... Did we have too many people? Are there other people expecting to be walls? All right. We're fine. So then Kelly can move over here and bar the door. All right. And then the goddesses can move into place. But it's this one.
Well, no. It's her.
It's still her.
I have a green scarf you can put
down.
Right, that'd be great. I'm green ick.
And I'm looking at the back of him, and I see he's got something on him, and I realize, uh-oh, there's something there.
Uh-huh.
And then I look at her, and then she's like, this hard.
And then you run and you...
Well, it's too late for you.
Ah!
You should have told me that way.
Aha! You're going to abandon him to his fate, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Better him than me.
Ah! Better him than me. Aha! Instead of save yourself, it's too late for me. This is like, I save myself, it's too late for you.
Somebody had to do
the dirty deed.
Yeah, so then I run, and he comes out, he goes nuts and starts running after me. And at that point, the man and the woman are down in the basement.
Okay. So do some running around and going nuts out here with her scaring you.
Okay, but she doesn't really do me. She gets them first. The boy gets the couple.
Okay, so we need the couple to step in at the point where the green slime is being discovered.
And then you're over here by me. We're by the exit, by the door.
Where
you're home. You're running like I am.
All right, so where do you want them to run? You've got to be specific.
I want to run outside.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we need another staircase for that.
Well, maybe we just use that passageway there.
Yes.
Yeah. But, see, you're abandoning him.
Well, he's not right.
He's not human. We don't want him.
I mean, you don't need to abandon him, but he's not himself anymore, so.
Oh.
I feel like it's okay to run.
I think he's got a lot to say about this. Well, keep playing it out. Keep going.
He starts running after us. We run outside, and then we get in his DeSoto, and we lock all the doors and the window.
All right, DeSoto. We need a DeSoto. All right, and walls fade. Come on, DeSoto. No. All right, we need the front end of a DeSoto here. You're going to be the whole DeSoto.
Hey,
okay. Okay. Great. All right. All right, do it, do it. Yeah, what is it? All right, we're going to...
It's contagious.
It's contagious. All right, so start at the top, and we're going to do this until you get it.
Until I get it?
Uh-huh.
If anybody else gets it, they'll tell me though, right?
Uh-huh. So, you'll see after the second or so time of everybody changing places and this scene acting out, it'll become automatic and you'll see what it is.
Okay.
All right.
15-1. Scene 2.
Yep. Yeah, you have to keep doing it. That's all right. That's what you're learning.
Scene 2. Yeah.
Well, what's it feel like? What are you running away from?
I don't know, but he's got it and I don't. That's
uh-uh. It's your dream. What did your... Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Well, work with the brother. Call the brother out and do a scene rehearsal. And you're dressed alike. Do you have a brother? Mm-hmm. How old were you?
Well, he's 7 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
He didn't feel like him.
Well, he's 13, so you would have been, how old? 6. So you're looking at something that happened when you were 6 and he was 13.
But I feel older than him.
I know.
He called him younger brother, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah. But
I know, because you're feeling like you have to stay in an adult mode.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. But if we go to his age and take a cue from that, you're working on something from 6 years old. So get down on the floor and be 6. And here's 13-year-old.
I don't like this at all. Uh-huh.
Ah, and he's got it and you don't. So what's he got? Power? Or was he mean? I mean, talk.
Yeah, he teased us a lot. He was good.
All right, teaser. Look at him.
Okay.
He scared the hell out of you. All right, scare her. Like that?
Oh, he dressed up like a devil once.
Ah.
It was like a Halloween costume.
Uh-huh. All right, where's our devil? Lay on the floor.
Yep.
It's a bedroom, right?
Yeah, it's a bedroom.
All right. Who is with you?
My sister.
All right, we need a sister. Okay. Assume bed positions.
Okay.
And did he burst in the room or did he... What did he do? You gotta tell her.
He dressed up in his devil's outfit with horns and a tail and a pitchfork. And he just came in and just turned around the bed and did it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. Keep looking at, and don't look at me. Look at the devil. Look at him. He was an alien from another planet. That's the green slime. All right. So get the brother back in here with the green slime from another planet. Well, tell us what he did. Tell it, talk. Mm-hmm.
Well, one time he chased my sister all around the house.
All right, get up and be chased.
Keep telling.
You're
outside, and he gets her a little kill, and she stepped on some clover and a bee.
Oh, and a bee stung her. Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then he finally was up. Well, by that time, she had all kinds.
Mm-hmm. What else did he do? Sit up straight. This is about you had the dream as an adult, so don't be the child. But sit up straight and remember who you are. If you start this, we have to remind you who you are now. Okay? But tell us what happened then. Tell the story. What he did. Tell all the things he did. Tell on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just tell on the bastard. Come on, tell him. Yeah, and I don't think anyone should play that part. So the father wasn't too cool. And took it out on the...
He wasn't what you'd say a father's doing.
Blonde or something?
Yeah, not blonde, blonde. No, but it wasn't. He was real smart, but he was very introverted and very intense. He used to pick his name. You know, on the TV.
So nobody liked him?
My mom tried.
Your mom tried?
Well, he was a kid.
So Dad didn't like him. Mom liked him.
Yeah, old mom tried to come.
So what is it that he has? What is it?
Well, he's kind of antisocial. I think he's got that antisocial gene that I just don't like, because I love to be human and, you know.
So you need to get away in the DeSoto, the big car. Wasn't a DeSoto pretty big?
Yeah.
Okay, so the okay.
He was an older sister, and she was 5 years older than him, or 10 years older than him. And he was crawling on the floor. I mean, this was her. Yeah, he was crawling on the floor, and she pushed the flower pot off onto his head.
Oh, so he was deranged from the beginning. That's probably right. Was he just a disliked child and he needed some misunderstood child? But he had it and you didn't want to catch it because you didn't want punishment or ostracism. He wanted to be accepted. Just like when the woman comes out and hugs you. Okay, let's play the scene one more time. All of the scenes. He's nutty now. So he's got it, really. So he's carrying a lot of stuff for the family. So he's it, the scapegoat is what we usually... And you don't want to be the scapegoat.
I want to be the
weapon. Well, then my suggestion is we play out the scene between the two great mothers one more time. Just that part.
And I know now who the man and the woman
are. Who are they? They are your parents.
Okay.
And I want to talk about when she comes out and hugs you, which is representative of your I want to be loved. Say, I want to be loved. Okay. Say it.
I want to be loved.
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 Say it. Say it.
I want to be loved.
Okay. I want to be loved too.
But I don't want it.
Well, do you want him to be loved? You want to share? You do. Okay.
I'd like to rescue. If I thought I could, I would.
Ah.
But I'm afraid that if I tried to help rescue him, I'd fall down into a ditch.
Ah. Is his disease that he wants to be loved and it shows a lot and he does a lot of things to get attention?
No.
No?
Well, yeah, when he's younger.
When he's younger, right.
Yeah,
but we're talking about a 13-year-old. When he was 13, was his disease neediness? I would be angry, sullen. I would be angry, sullen. Yeah. Ask your brother how he feels about his role.
How do you feel about your role?
I mean, she should know by now what is happening just by playing this part. Yes, you as an actor playing this role. What happens when we do theater is that the role infects us, whether we like it or not.
Ah.
All of a sudden you're in this role. Well, what's it feel like? That's right.
What can I do to help
you? Ask her.
What can I do to help you?
So don't ostracize this brother at 13. But I'm curious about this figure, the devil. That's your devil, because this is your dream. This is not your brother's dream. What's the price of love? Loyalty, fidelity. It's very risky. It's sticky business. Yeah, let's try it. Have you got an idea?
Yeah, well, something that you were looking on your face, something was telling you about that, and you do
it. Try it again and do it several times. Yeah. Your protection is staying on the sidelines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, do the switching several times, and let's see what you can learn just by that.
Maybe if she says, "I want to be loved," that would be important.
Okay, I want to be loved. So. You thought of your mother? Well, keep going. Try it again. That's a good idea. Reach around. Yeah. Right, but you feel. Yeah. Yeah. Reach around and embrace. Yeah. Yeah. That's the sticky part. Do it again. Do it again. Ah. Ooh. Do it again.
I want to be loved.
I don't want it that bad, you said. All right. Tell us what you don't want that bad.
Well, I figure I can live without it if it entails that missing part.
Ah, so.
Well, I can try to live without it.
And you have. So what's the sticky side of this?
It's messy, you know? I just hate that part of it. It's not fun anymore at that point.
What gets messy?
Love.
What happens?
Well, I think of my mother. Person too.
Ah. So she's not nondescript. Or fuzzy.
Slightly, she started to become more clear.
So she was nondescript and sort of fuzzy, but not really. Because this is a dream set when he's 13.
Very nondescript when I was young. Mm-hmm. Very much comfortable, very much not.
Oh, but somebody in you did. This is more like your real mother. The sticky side.
I shouldn't say that. Yeah,
nobody's all one thing, but
yeah.
The sticky ooze that's on him. Mom slimes things over. Is it a mark of claiming, or is it what is it? And it's contagious. Is that what's contagious?
Well, it's like you can't be around her without. It's like I went home for Christmas and we have this wonderful discussion. We watch all these ghost shows and have a great time. Then she goes to bed, and I decide to stay up late. Okay, well, I'm old enough to pass midnight now. Obviously, I think I am. And I hear this voice, Jenny, go to bed. And I'm like,
well, that's the bossy side. What's the slime side? Sticky. It's sticky. It's sticky. Hug him again.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with the bipolar.
It's bipolar.
Oh, God, I got it.
Nope, but hug him.
I want love.
He's bipolar now.
Oh, he is too.
And, you know, all diagnostic categories are really on a continuum, and it isn't about whether she's a full-blown anything, but if there's even the seed of it, you see, somebody can get it. I mean, it's got to be projected someplace. And he's got it. And you two are dressed alike.
Yeah,
But being loved by her, the price is that you get it. You catch it. Her mood, her...
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
So I think if I stay away, I'll get it.
Right. It's the nondescript fuzzy mother that you don't get clear about. So as long as you don't get clear about who your mother is, you're safe. Is that right? Uh-huh. Okay, let's do the dream one more last time fast. Mm-hmm. And you want to change the end this time. You want to do something about your brother. So you have to improvise this part. Because you got to help him. This is not okay. In there. This is a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
The dream put
it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the mother now, so because you're the observer and you're the dreamer and you're the ego and you're the one who knows what he's got. Okay, scene one. DeSoto. Oh, you don't want to take them with you. They're too nondescript. You want these other two? All right. Take the devil and the mother. All right. That's right. Come on, PC. That's right. Now that's what happens when you, this is the first time and it was great, and you have to keep going, see? Theater work is hard, ruthless work, ruthless, really ruthless, see? But it's kind of interesting what happens when other people take your energies on.
Yeah, she played that really, really good.
Mm-hmm. You get the feeling, I mean, it's infectious after a while. So this double-faced goddess, talk about that energy for a while. I mean, we all know that. We often ourselves feel like two people. Now, think about Maud Gonne having her two people. The woman who marched in the streets and led the mobs and gave the lectures, and the woman who had to be at home and be quiet and recover her health to balance out all that energy. I mean, what are your two sides? Just talk about the two sides of the feminine. Yeah.
Last night said to me, who knows the other me, I told you about that.
She said, "This is for you." She said, "You belong to people." And when I met your family, it's like, yeah, I've been ready for them. And it's, they're good people, you know, but it's like there's so many parts of me. It's like I have China and India, and they're just like a great big Australia, you know. And so anyway, the other part of me is the part of me that reads books about Jung, and people who write about Jung, and there's Carol, and there's Jung astrology, and I've gotten to where I think there are little parts of that.
Uh-huh. So the courage for you is to show this other face.
I must, because it's not an honest choice. It's something that I know that if I don't do that,
that's the self-calling. Yes.
And so I think that's why I wanted this role. You know, that role. I feel so deep. And my astrological sun sign is Pisces. And my ascending sign is Gemini. So there we have it. My life is full of those kinds of things. And my mother is now a teacher. I lived in Hawaii when I was old, and I lived in New York.
Many lives. That's right.
In order to feel grounded, I need to somehow, like you said earlier, get some meaning out of
all that experience, right?
Yeah, and somehow understand that there's a thread and connection, because otherwise, it feels like an explosion, you know. And these things, like the tarot, the reading that I do with you from that, they're very helpful. Very helpful. They enable me to find useful parts of myself. But then there's another part of me, too, the part that in 1978, my cronies, I don't dare speak to them about what it's And yet I feel involved in church, and then I feel the anger at the same time. But I don't want to abandon it, because I feel there's something in me that has to continue it. I have to somehow continue it, and as somebody once told me, a practitioner told me that I need to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
Isn't that funny?
So I have been telling some of the people that I know, selected ones, but then I thought that was interesting what you said about you're not supposed to tell who you are unless you're asked.
Well, this is when you're trying to embody a teaching or something. Some of those initiates who are meant to teach, they go to the cities and they wait for the pupil to call. Some of us have a harder task, which is to demonstrate. I mean, we have many roles. If you're the hermit, you have the waiting part and you have the way-showing part. Somebody's got to stand on the hill with the light and show the way. So it's hard. You just have to decide when the time to come out of the closet is and when the time to wait is. That's a discernment issue. But you certainly wouldn't get a soapbox and go to the church supper. I mean, that would be an invasion of, you know, the rule of the universe is non-interference. Captain Picard is absolutely right. And you have to. Err on the side of meddling as well as not protecting ourselves. You know, mothers have a lot of power, teachers have a lot of power, and we also have great weakness in asserting our true selves. So the role becomes bigger than the self. So we have a lot of balancing to do within us to, you know, how to be more laissez-faire in the world while being... who has her two sides.
More accepting me.
Mm-hmm. Could you see that in your mother?
Do I see her as that way?
Well, your own mother. I mean, she's talking about a very real split and desire for fuller life. What about your mom? Mm-hmm. It's still sticky.
She's stuck.
She's still stuck. Uh-huh.
She
uses
my dad for like a shield.
They're
so involved with each other.
Uh-huh. That's why they were so close. I see. I see. So they're in their own little...
They were always in their own.
Okay. But in the closet, somewhere in that house, was this double-sided potential for nurturing that was also sticky. Dangerous.
It's like I had to protect myself from her. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't let her in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just to wear that home.
What did you do today?
It's not sticky, but you're, that's great. Reclaim your scarf. Yes. It is.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that role either. No.
That's why I use that one. Are you dancing in the dance out?
Ah. The dance away lover or the dance away daughter or...
Dodge and weave.
Uh-huh.
Dodge
and weave. Yep. Not unless you're driving the DeSoto. Yeah. We can't. That's the bind that I think we all face that at some point, where we have to compromise or we choose to compromise, but it rarely holds up. The self keeps erupting. People do it. Right. That's right. Right.
So the opportunity is to go on and use the water, and then you're saying, in the same way I feel it, you have this other thing to come to draw on to get into a lot.
That's right. And that's the sad part of life. what we have to accept at some point is that we're on a path and we will or we won't have companions along the way. Or we won't. Dropped away.
Yeah. I went inward so much that there is no higher institution. Of course, there is a place here, and it's very rich in many, many ways. You know, the system is there. And there is a lot of that. There is the one institution, and I can do it from being low, or being dark, or being sunny, or, you know, it doesn't matter how I feel. Not a, you know, a question of inspiration. Mm-hmm. It's just like when somebody I knew got to see, you know, every moment of the day. And so that I somehow can't come to terms and ask myself, am I still a woman? Mm-hmm. And what kind of woman am I? I'm certainly not the woman I used to be. I'm a different kind of woman. Do I like this woman? Can I come to terms with this woman? The story that I just started, you know, writing was about the two, like, about two women. And one is a woman who goes to them and very graceful. She walks on the street with a pirate stock, you know, to protect her from the sun. She's in this glove and a long dress. And she's gone to a place where she has a meeting. She has a meeting in a shelter where she's going to treat some animals that are in charge of a very fat woman. She has one eye, has a very dirty
the Bob.
Fingernails, and these very fat, you know, cushions, you know, hands, and she's very good, she's almost sick, you know, and here are all these enemies, just the ingredients for the party, have no, you know, have no food at all. You know, I said, gosh, you know, how come this story, you know, I started with this beautiful woman that was aligned in a dream. How come I ended up with this woman, this, 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 you know? And I can't, and of course I'm continuing the story because I want to see what's going on. But I wondered, you know, how am I going, I need to live with this woman, I need to take care of her.
Yes, she's, yes. Yeah.
But I, you know, I mean, it's not really funny, no way. You know, it's not funny, actually. Yeah. I really thought that I would kind of share this because I think, like, this is only a story, but it is no. Not only a story. The way I write is not a story.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, part of it that I have to tell it to you. What happened to her?
Well, the question we could ask all of ourselves is, what is the place of love at various ages, and what is the definition of love? Just as Maud had to learn that she could have help from Yeats and Anne Gregory when she was in trouble, that she was not alone. She had to redefine her relationships as a result of that. Her definition of love was friendship, and for her that was enough. But I think it's for each of us to define what is enough. Then we have to work on ourselves so we're ready for the next phase of relating. And I think it's a sine wave. Sometimes we're in relationship with others, and sometimes it's with ourselves. And some people's sine wave is faster, and some it's longer. But when you begin to question, where did she go, this Aphrodite? Yes. When you begin to ask the question, where did she go, then you're on your way to finding her. And surely you are aware that love can happen at any age. And sometimes the best relationships are after people mature. Those are the terms. But when you're ready, when you ask the question, I think you're ready. When you make a statement, I don't think you're ready. When you say, I am alone now, then you're not ready. Right. Well, it may or may not be okay, but that's your condition. And so if you truly want to change the condition, you have to say, why am I alone now? That's the secret they teach us in the fairy tale, is when the hero or heroine sits on the path and goes, oh, woe is me, I have no food for this trip. Nothing good comes of it. But when the hero says, how am I going to feed myself on this trip? Then somebody comes and gives food to share. So that's how we have to look at our lives. When we define ourselves too tightly and turn it into a sign we wear, everybody knows what we say on the sign. But after a while, we forget we're wearing the sign. And then we don't know why they don't come. Yeah, yeah. When you ask the question, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The woman in the tree. Yeah. Yeah. Still continuing.
Who knows how long, but I think now that you can get to different stages.
That's right.
I like that part about the fat woman.
Love it. Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Of, like, what can we teach her? I think it'd be neat to embrace her and have her teach us. I mean, it's like fat people are so ostracized, or it's such a bad thing to be, and I think it's a great thing. I mean, I don't know.
That's pretty.
In Indian, that's that.
Paul Rossi. And and Campbell was talking about it, he said that in all of his periods in the kitchen, every time he would put the rockets on the door and they moved their associates, he said, I don't have a second to follow. It was heroic and pathetic and erotic and something else. And then the things associated with it, humorous, curious, and so forth. And he was scrambling up in that.
And in fact, that's the secret to the devil card. The devil card, the other name for it is mirth. And according to Paul Foster Case, the devil card has to do with the priests going out at dawn and greeting the sun with laughter. And it's an Egyptian image. So part of finding a way to release the bondage of the pain or the suffering or the whatever the devil card represents for us, if we can begin to have a sense of humor about it, we're already beginning to be released. So, it's 4:15? So we should look back over. I would like everyone to think about what they're going to have courage about in the next couple of weeks and just take a minute to think about it. And then we'll go around and just quickly say what that will be. We just want to take some intention away. I think the secret of magic is to have intention. So, what will you be courageous about in the next couple of weeks? How will you apply your will in the next couple of weeks? Every painting. Yeah. Great. Just to start. Yeah. Good. So you've released yourself from the devil of the critic. Yeah. Betty? Can you make a promise to yourself? Will, can you use your will?
Yes. There's some of them just do faith against
person. I am mostly concerned for my life with overdose around the city. And I was going to offer to pay for the services to negotiated and agreed to, but I realized that I'm very upset still that in our first contract with her, she gave me a certain range that it would cost. And in fact, instead of offering to pay the $4,400, instead of the $10,000 she showed me, I wanted to pay the $2,500 according to our first agreement. And I'm going to let her know that I see I'm in so good connection.
Wonderful.
And draw on a warrior part of poem, poetry. And that can be done to me to say poem.
That's great.
And I'll be praying that I do.
Great.
Yeah. I was thinking about something you said at the very beginning about the courage to say, just to say to myself when I'm doing something, I don't have to drop it and get dinner or keep everything just perfect all the time, even some of the time. But that if I to just do what wants to happen instead of saying I'll do it after dinner, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it over the weekend.
Just to be with it more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And just the courage and will to say that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be abandoned because of duty.
Great.
I need the courage to know when I can love the devil or the dark side and when I need to back off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to admit myself to listen to the voice of this calling me to the Dream Cabin, which I did all the last 2 months.
For some writing. You're going to pass, okay. You're the Studebaker. You've got plenty of drive here. You're the DeSoto.
Yeah.
It'll come to you.
Uh-huh.
soon as I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. So this is really my priority. Mm-hmm. Because I have a lot of work that comes itself together that I just know where it is.
Did you still want to pass?
Oh, please.
Please. Okay.
Before we adjourn, I just want to give, I know what Christy probably has a new quarter, but one of the things that's going to happen in tomorrow's workshop, myself and a colleague and friend of mine will be conducting a form of career transitions in their lives. I hope that the kind of thing we can take the work that's begun here and put it in the concrete and give you some ideas about the search and how, you know, the tools in the search. And these are the tools I think people will be getting through this season and this series of programs. And that really becomes the more extroverted of the series. I read through that and read the way I wrote the blurb on it. I thought, it's very out there. And it really is about getting the inner into the outer world. Which I think was so wonderful that you chose Mark Dawn to talk about last night, because she really did.
Even if she were frightened, right?
She did it in the world.
Yeah.
And that, I hope we'll be able to talk about, to keep on with whatever is coming and bring it. I think it's going to be really helpful. I think I want to just add, you know, I think we'll have some nice programs to ask this, how are you going to march back into the center and just bring down the social structure and then our local student with police authorities.
Well, I want to thank you, because these are the kinds of things I need more courage to do more often. And when I was in the, I guess I was seven, I was in the beginning of the third grade, and I was sitting in the classroom of my favorite teacher of all time, and she was a redhead with freckles on her legs, and she was walking up and down the aisle, and the little boys were making fun of her, and I felt sad. And then it was like I was suddenly aware of the adult self, or whatever you want to call it, and I looked at my hands, and I had child's hands, and I was aware of being trapped in a child's body. And I was aware of being frightened of the children because they were cruel to teachers. And I remember saying, I don't want to teach on this planet. And so I've been claiming my teacher self for 20 years, and it's always hard, and it takes me a lot of energy to get out of the house to do it. But I will, after this experience, which has been quite wonderful, keep working at claiming that teacher self. So, it's still hard. And it's always frightening. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And so thank you.